Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I don't know if this says scientists are super smart or scientists are super stupid.
Super smart?
Super smart.
Yeah.
They were researching prostate cancer, and I don't know how they come up with this, but they're researching men with prostate cancer.
Get it right. Prostrate.
Right. And somehow they found a new organ in our heads.
Really?
Okay. So they found new salivary glands, like right where your nasal passage, like right around, I don't know. You know what? Who cares? Somewhere in your face. Yeah. So they found new salivary glands there. We can find stars millions of light years away.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can't find a body part that's within our own face?
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time they've found this thing. And they think it lubricates the upper area of your nasal passage.
Wow. Whatever. It's neat. They brought Stan over. Stan, look at this. Between a woman's legs.
Yeah.
There's another organ.
I know. Yeah. Okay.
You got to lube it up too.
Right. Right.
So I've been told.
Okay. All right. See, you're taking it.
I went to a Chinese herbalist once, though. True story. I went to a Chinese herbalist. Maybe he was.
Okay. You're dumb. But yeah, go ahead.
No. I wasn't dumb. He maybe was way ahead of the curve.
Now, did he study Chinese herbs or was he Chinese and he was an herbalist? You went to him and he was herbalist or he was a Chinese herbalist?
He was a Chinese man that was a herbalist.
Okay, but But no. I just want clarification. And did he study Chinese herbs?
I don't know.
Okay, here, all right.
It was 1996 and I didn't have to worry about how I presented things.
I was still getting over Cobain, damn it.
Anyway, so I had a bad cold and it wouldn't go away. So he took his two fingers.
Uh-oh.
Right below my nostrils. If you feel right below your nostrils, there are two holes there. Do you feel the two holes right below your nostrils?
No.
And you rub them in a circular fashion.
Uh-huh.
And then you go above here, right up here above on the bridge of your nose, like right by your eyes. There's two holes there. And if you rub them vigorously, everything drains out.
Yeah.
And it was the nose I was talking about.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, you rub it vigorously.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Vigorously rubbing my holes on the air. Yeah. Something I've always wanted.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancers? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936 Wolf, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
Okay, this one comes to us from Steve. Hey, guys, if you found a book and it had everything that was ever said about you and who said it, would you read it? That's interesting.
No, I wouldn't. Because you know what? Over the years, I've realized I really don't care about other people's opinions as much.
I'd rather watch the movie. I said this to Christina the other day. I'd love to watch a movie of my life. Like, I'd go back and watch my life pictures.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd get sad.
What's the most annoying personality trait somebody can have? That's from Bev. I'd always say the one-upper guy. He's always got to have you tell a story. His is better.
That's me. Yeah.
The one upper guy. You're the, if I get a 4-man hot tub, you get an 8-man hot tub. You're the one upper guy.
Yeah. No. If you talk about being in a 4-man hot tub, I talk about being in an 8-man hot tub. I don't actually.
Yeah. I hate that. Yeah. Let other people have stories. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Hey guys, it's from Brad. How do you trick someone into saying their name in a conversation when you're already past introductions and you don't remember their name?
Well, we've done this where you will do the introduction. What?
This is past the introduction. Like if it's just you and Scott, but you forgot what Scott said his name was, how do you get that back? I don't know how to do that. I know if we're in a room together and I tug my ear or flick my nose or something, you know that you're supposed to.
Right. We have a system.
Yeah. I just ruined it.
I don't know, Malva.
What I usually do is if a guy walks in with a loud shirt or something, I'll remember that Scott loud shirt, and that'll forever
but what
be
if
my name.
See, what if the next time you see him, he doesn't have a loud shirt?
But
on.
I'll remember him. I'll put the face to the shirt. But if I'm in a room, and it happens to me, and somebody says their name, and I forgot what their name is, like right. In 2 minutes, I don't know. I haven't worked out a system for
what I do is I say, hey, can you hold still? And then I take a picture of them on my phone, and then I write their name. I go, Scott. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
No, I don't.
So, okay, this one's a good one from Anonymous. If you had the ability to party with any rock band and be a part of that rock band...
We get asked this all the time.
No, but to be a part of a rock band. Like, party and be a part of that rock band. Like, be in that rock band.
Right.
What rock band would you like to be a part of?
Puddle of Mud. Wait a minute.
Really?
Am I in Puddle of Mud? No, I would definitely want to be... Come on, the Stones. Because you're going to inherit everything, because they're going to die soon, and you're going to get it all.
You bought me the book, The Dirt. I'm halfway through it.
Yeah, no.
Motley Crue. I'd like to hang out with... I would like to be part of Motley Crue, just to see if it was really like that. I mean, I don't want to have any active part in it.
Right.
I just want to be there to watch it.
Yeah. I never bought you The Dirt.
You didn't?
No. So... Although... I'll gladly take credit for it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Folks, I just, you know what? Screw Dr. Phil. Screw Dr. Laura. If you want romance and you want to know how to wow the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever,
yeah.
Why don't you call up Chad McDonald? Yesterday,
what?
Your wife's birthday, a McCain's cake. Out freaking standing.
Her,
great
not,
job.
She posted the picture of her with a McCain's Deep and Delicious cake on her Facebook. And the thing, we made her a cake on the weekend. Like,
right.
Myself and my daughter.
You had
made
a pre birthday
cake.
Birthday, yeah.
Yeah. And my mom, actually, we all made her this cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Couldn't post a picture of that. Had to post a picture of the $4 cake I bought at Safeway.
Your young son, Cash, who is cuter by the day. Even though he looks like you, he looked like he was smiling like a butcher's dog. Like he was ready to dive in. I just picture him with cake all over his face.
Loves cake. But you know what? We've actually started, we've created a monster a little bit with him.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. That was his first time ever having pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Can he say it?
And now that's his thing. Like he has to have pumpkin pie. So he'll be eating.
Yeah.
He'll be eating his supper or whatever. And then when he's done or when he thinks he's done, he'll push his plate aside and he'll go, pumpkin pie.
What are you going to do?
Like, this is now the time I have pumpkin pie.
Because pumpkin pie is only in season. Like, it's only a seasonal thing.
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, but we got to find some sort of stash. I got to put it away like a squirrel.
It's funny you'd like that because it's kind of like mushy.
Oh, you loved it.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, man.
It's... Just plain pumpkin pie or is Cool Whip?
Oh, he likes Cool Whip on it, of course.
Yeah. He's a but Uncle Baldy gives not, you a
he's
thumb
not,
up.
He's not fussy. He'll eat her straight up too, because he loves the filling.
Does he wait?
Pumpkin pie.
Does he?
He can't say the puh, so it's
like, pumpkin.
It's pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Yeah. Does he wait to eat his supper, or does he just have a couple bites and then he's right into the pumpkin pie?
Well, it depends on the day. Yeah, but or what he'll do. So Callie made these, they're actually pumpkin pie cookies. So they're cookies that taste like pumpkin pie. But they have, instead of whipped cream on top, they have like some sort of cream cheese thing on them. Mm-hmm. So that's what his thing is now too. He thinks that's pumpkin pie this week. So pumpkin pie. And it's a cookie. And he'll just sit there and eat the cream cheese. He'll just lick the cream cheese off of it and toss the cookie aside.
Back to your romance. So like for your so with the McCain's cake, did you quickly run out and get a gas station air freshener for your wife for her birthday?
I did, yeah. And a snow brush and a jerry can.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So my dog is into squeaky toys. Like really squeaky. Like he's got this bone and that's the one he squeaks. So
which is super annoying.
Yeah, it is really annoying. And you can't talk to your dog, right? So I Googled
Who
it.
Says? Sure you can.
I Googled it.
Yeah.
And they say dogs like squeaky toys because they sound like small animals being crushed.
That's super violent.
I don't know.
If that's true, that's horrible.
I'm not sure who finds that out, but whatever.
Right.
So, but then that started me going down a rabbit
that's
hole.
That's horrible.
Yeah, you want to hear horrible?
It's such a cute thing.
Here's some other facts that you can't unhear. Get ready for them, okay? Chainsaws were originally invented for childbirth. That's the truth.
No.
Yeah. chainsaws were originally invented for childbirth.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Well, whatever.
Oh,
it's estimated in the United States. Now, I wouldn't know Canada, but it's estimated in the United States at any given time there are between 30 and 50 serial killers walking around.
Oh, my God. Why would you say that? That's horrifying.
Well, those are facts. That you,
I don't like this, these facts. This also, I like to walk through life naive.
Okay, so check this out.
I don't want to.
One inmate who survived the first round of electrocution, like he didn't survive the second round,
yeah.
but he got through the first round, said death tasted like peanut butter. So think about that this morning.
What if you're allergic to peanuts? Well, you're dying anyway.
And listen to this.
That's what? That is horrible.
This all started by me checking on dogs and squeaky toys. This last one here, the last use of the guillotine in France, or guillotine, was in 1977, the same year Star Wars premiered. So think about that. Not that long ago,
people were chopping heads
off. We were putting a head in a thing. And
yeah. Well, I mean, you think about it. An electric chair is no more humane. Really. In fact, it's probably
worse. It tastes like peanut butter.
Well,
I love peanut butter. Is it as long as like, it's not crunchy? Crunchy peanut butter. No,
we gotta fact check these because I have a funny feeling it's like my crazy uncle who just shares things on Facebook. Are you sure these are facts?
I don't know. Pull my finger.
God, I hope.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We got an email yesterday that was sent to everybody here in the radio station, and it's just, it's confusing to me. I don't want to say who it's from or anything. I'm just going to read the email. It says, not sure who was snacking in the ladies' washroom, but you left your jar and spoon behind. I would touch it and take it to the kitchen, but I have a strict don't touch bathroom food policy. So, who, first off, there are multiple questions on this. Who eats in the bathroom? And yes, I know, okay, Chad's been, I got this nickname of eating chips in the bathroom.
S-chips.
I never did that. That was a total false thing. It never happened, all right? So let's drop that story right now. We're done with it. We're moving on. Who eats with a jar and a spoon? Like, is it like a mason jar? Is somebody just eating like something out of a big jar? Like, that's what I envision here.
Yeah, the person wasn't really descriptive with their email.
But what I envision is like a giant mason jar with a big spoon, and somebody's like, almost like somebody's eating peanut butter out of a jar while on the toilet.
Well, I've been in here at night.
Yeah.
Could it be the cleaners?
Well, the thing is, it was sent out mid-afternoon yesterday. Mm-hmm. So somebody would have noticed it before mid-afternoon. I'm thinking this was a lunchtime snack. Like, I'm thinking somebody ate their lunch in the toilet. And I expect this out of the guy's washroom.
Could it be a guy? Because there aren't many. Well, no, listen.
That's even creepier.
There aren't many women here.
Right.
And if there aren't many women here, maybe we have more of a high traffic area, so maybe you want to duck in there and eat.
But here's something else to think about. But we've had a lot of construction being done here.
Right, yes.
And could it be a construction worker that's in doing some work that was maybe doing that?
There's one other excuse that could be made here.
Right.
Okay, I think it was a guy.
You think it was a guy women's washroom?
Yeah, let me hear me out.
I'll listen.
And he's very high from the paint fumes back there.
He's got munchies.
Got confused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got
well,
the munchies.
I don't think
went
get,
into the women's
no.
washroom.
I don't think you get munchies from paint fumes. I don't know the science on that.
Really?
No. You know what?
I rather enjoyed my lunch this morning back there in the
car. Hold on. If we're talking munchie, it was Evan. It's Evan Barron. 100% for sure, Evan Barrett.
And mid-afternoon, his
shift's getting close to being done.
And he has so many snacks, he can't even fit them in the control room.
He brings a whole bunch of stuff
Vitamins.
A celebratory snack to end the day in the women's toilet.
Probably something homemade, too, in that jar.
He's got longer hair, or wouldn't throw people off if he walked into
it's
the bathroom.
It's Evan Barron.
It's got to be Evan.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So, Tim Hortons is changing things up now.
Oh,
I don't know if you've noticed this, but sometimes if your beverage is hot, they'll double cup it.
Okay? Right.
So they'll put two cups.
Yeah.
Or or you'll get a sleeve, but that's rare. It seems like you get the double cup more often. And I don't know why they do that. Maybe it's because they don't have as many sleeves. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, because the cup would be more wasteful.
Right. But they're not doing the double cup anymore. They're stopping that because you're right. It's wasteful. Mm-hmm. So they're stopping it. And some people are up in arms about this. Uproarious about it. Just getting insanely mad toward Tim Hortons for not double cupping anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I've come up with a list of things that we should get unnecessarily mad at. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to put on my mad voice. Now, know that I'm not mad about these things, but I'm going to get unnecessarily mad about them. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When I'm at a grocery store, what the hell am I bagging my own groceries, okay?
Yeah.
What am I bagging my groceries for? What am I paying you for? All right? Bag my groceries.
That's not unnecessary.
I don't know where to put my cantaloupes. Okay? I don't know where to put my eggs.
That was me on Saturday. That's not unnecessary.
And you know what? Well, I'm at it at a grocery store. I don't want your frickin' paper bags either, okay? I don't like paper bags. They don't have handles. I can't hold them when I'm going out to my car. So stop it with the paper bags. Another thing.
That's not unnecessary, by the way.
If I'm coming to get my vehicle worked on at your shop,
mm-hmm.
you better take those paper mats out with you. I know they're in there to keep my floor clean and your dirty feet, but you better take them with you, okay? I'm tired of going in and getting my vehicle and having to take the 2 seconds to take them out myself. Pick up your damn paper mats.
Mm-hmm.
More stuff to get unnecessarily mad at. Gotta get...
You're going to be okay there?
Yeah. I'm tired of walking into a grocery store. By the way, I must have a thing with grocery stores.
A lot of grocery
store
problems.
But I'm tired of walking into a grocery store and seeing those turnstiles and having to walk through them when I go into your store. And it's not just grocery stores, but it seems to be most common there. What are you trying to keep track of the amount of people walking into the store or something? What are you, lizard people? Are you trying to get into my brain? Stop it with the turnstiles.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm not a robot or some sort of product for you to count on the daily. Another thing for me to get unnecessarily mad at.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a store and buy darts, okay? When I go into a confectionery and buy cigarettes, whatever brand I get, doesn't matter whether it's the lights or, you know, I can't even call it lights anymore. They're smooth or ultra smooth or whatever you want to call it, whatever the government's telling me to classify my cigarettes as. The last thing I should be doing is asking for matches, okay? You should just supply them. When I get a pack of cigarettes, you know I'm going to light them. You should give me the resource to light them. I should be getting those matches without asking. Do you understand?
Could I get your opinion on paper straws?
Oh, don't even get me started on paper straws. All these things, they melt when you drink, all right? All I want is my soda. I just want to drink my soda. I don't need half a tree when I'm slamming it into my gullet, okay? I don't need your melty paper straws. You know what? I know. Okay, fine, I get a plastic straw, ends up in the ocean. Some turtle or tortoise gets it slammed up into their nostril. But that's not my problem. You know what my problem is? Paper in my soda. So stop it! You know what? That was actually fun. I got a runny nose now.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ozzy Osbourne had a rough 2019. That's not funny. Like it included a serious
diagnosed
fall
with Parkinson's.
Yeah, serious fall, neck surgery, infection in his hand, hospitalization for the flu.
Didn't he fall when he was going to the washroom?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. To take a leak in the middle of the night. That's right. Anyway, and he thinks it's all because of a haunted doll he's cursed. You see, back in 2017, Ozzy and his son Jack paid a visit to Robert the Doll in Key West, Florida, as part of their series Ozzy and Jack's World Detour.
Yeah.
And apparently, as legend goes, if you don't properly respect Robert, you can end up cursed. Well, during the visit, Ozzy farted. He and Jack did apologize, but apparently Robert did not appease them. So on the first episode of the family's new show, The Osbournes Want to Believe, Jack gives Ozzy a replica of Robert, and Ozzy wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
He says, quote, "You think it's an effing joke. You look at what has gone on with me. It's not a joke.
Right,
I'm cursed by this doll."
Yeah.
So he thinks the doll cursed him.
Because his health issues
Nothing to do with drugs.
Nothing to do with years of drugs and alcohol or just being on the road in general. No, nothing to do with any of that. It's got to do with a freaking doll.
Well, I remember the time I farted in front of my daughter's doll. I walked a whole bunch of Lego and tripped.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, two of the minor problems we're having with these masks. Maskne, like we talked about. And,
people
getting their glasses fogged up. And then...
But there are solutions to
that. I know. And smelling your own breath. You can get bacon-scented ones now.
People can use
mints and stuff, obviously. But... Don't be a dumb masker, okay? Like, I went to Walmart 2 days ago, okay?
Yeah.
So, don't be a dumb masker in this way. The guy or girl that wears the mask below their nose.
Yeah.
The guy or girl that wears the mask below their lips.
Yeah, there's no point.
What's the point?
Yeah.
The guy that looked like he MacGyvered his mask. I'm not kidding you. It looked like a guy at Walmart was wearing a gray pair of underwear. Yeah, as a mask.
There's sometimes. Yeah.
As a mask. That, and then the other one.
You're like, I said bacon scented, not bacon stripped.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That ain't bacon stripped. and then I want to, like.
Would you rub your face on the concrete on the way in?
You trip? That's great. So I have told you before I'm a mask hole. Like, I'm not a big fan of masks.
But you wear them.
But if I have to go to Walmart where they say masks are apparently mandatory,
right.
I wear a mask.
Yeah.
Why? Another dumb masker. Why, when they say you have to wear a mask, you don't wear a mask?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are you... And why are they allowed... Is that the whole city rule where... They're mandatory on buses unless you don't have one?
Well, because you're infringing on their right, okay? That's why they don't wear a mask. Hey, it is my right to I don't have to wear a mask, okay? When I go places, I don't need to be confined. Mm-hmm. I don't need to breathe into my own breath. And by the way, did you know it doesn't do anything to prevent the spread anyway? So I don't have to wear a mask. It is my right to not wear a mask. Hey, are you gonna go vote? No, I'm busy.
Those are the same. Yeah, no kidding. Those are the same people that don't pick up their dog crap.
Yeah,
that's the exact same person.
No, I'm telling you, they're the kind of person that says it is their right to not have to wear one, but yet won't ever take advantage of going and voting.
Yeah,
like they are the same person. It's like you just want to smack them. I wish we could. I really do. I wish you can't. I need to point that out. You can't. You can't hit these
people. Like if I'm in the produce section at Walmart, I can't take a head of lettuce and fire it at them?
It was a drive-by fruit!
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.